Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got a very exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I think you'll be as excited as I am as the call progresses this evening. But to get things kicked off, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a millionaire club member, six-figure income earner, Platinum 2 Executive Director, my dad, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on the call. And I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving holiday and remind everyone that Prepaid's corporate offices are in Ada, Oklahoma, will be closed this Thursday and Friday. So for those of you that are trying to Executive Director of Players Club qualify this month, make sure and have your business in to Prepaid no later than 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 30th. But to introduce tonight's first guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, the leader of our More Success team. That's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. I'm glad to hear you're on the call. I know you had to go to a funeral earlier before you got back in time for the call, so I really appreciate that, and thank you. You know, Randy, this is an amazing lady, absolutely amazing, 15 years with the company. She's a manager of customer service. That's in Ada and Antlers and Duncan, Oklahoma. That includes prepaid, identity theft, web support, Legal Shield. I could go on and on, but it's my honor and my privilege tonight to introduce Ms. Linda Brown. Linda, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Ken. Just wanted to come on tonight and let you guys kind of go over quickly about customer care again. First and foremost, I want you to know that our focus in customer care, of course, is always the associate success. We work so hard for our associates, and people don't realize how many things that we have in customer care that we take care of. Everything, the PPL member inbound, prepaid legal member inbound, the email, identity theft calls and email come into my area. I have identity theft member web support team. Our elite group services team, Legal Shield, is also answered in customer care. The mass outbound is done in customer care, and, of course, our focus is always member conservation. Those areas that we take care of, I think, pretty much encompasses everything that prepaid legal is. And, you know, since service is what we sell, that's what we focus on. Our team in customer care, I wanted to make sure that all of you were aware of what goes into hiring and training a customer care professional. Some of you don't realize what's involved with that. The training that we do on a customer care professional takes at least 6 weeks long, and then they sit with a monitor after they're released to the floor for another couple of weeks, and they monitor them for their service levels and their quality levels. And it takes a lot for those people to be able to do that. I've actually heard people say that the training that we do in customer care is comparative to like a 6 months in a actually college class, a full semester of college, what we dump in their heads in 6 weeks. So there's a lot of information that has to be learned. But when they come out of there, they're capable and ready to answer virtually any type of call that might come into customer service. And they're specifically trained to handle, you know, the issues that might be facing them from a member or, you know, a stockholder, whoever might call in, the associates, whoever might be calling us. They're trained and ready to answer any of those calls that come in. Just some quick stats before I get into some of the quick recent changes that we've had in customer care. In 2009, we took over 1.7 million calls, and I anticipate that level to be up this year again. We continually set the bar and always end up doing more than we thought we could do. Took over 280, answered, I should say, over 288,000 emails last year and over 68,000 Legal Shield calls. One call that came in just recently, I just want you to kind of understand that the Legal Shield is something that's very near and dear to Mr. Stonecipher's heart. We had a call recently that we get all kinds of calls on the Legal Shield, but we had one recently that made me very proud of what we do at Prepaid Legal Services and as well as in customer care. We had a police officer call us not too long ago, and the situation was that they had found a three-year-old child lost in a field, and this child just happened to have a set of car keys with him, when the car keys, lo and behold, was a Legal Shield fob. They couldn't figure out what had taken place, but anyway, they ended up calling the Legal Shield because that's the only way they knew to identify the child. And when they called in, we jumped into action and actually contacted the member and let him know they'd found their child and to contact the police officer, actually put them together and let them communicate with one another so that our member could go get to the police officer and get their child back. he had actually wandered out of their house and went into this field. I guess the mother had fallen asleep or something, and evidently the child thought, you know, if he was leaving the house, he should take the keys like she did. So he did, and that's how they ended up finding that little child's parents was through the Legal Shield membership. So you never know what you're going to get. We're just there and always willing to help. Our mass outbound calls, we've made over 1.4 million outbound calls last year and saved over 41,000 members, which is probably the most near and dear thing to all of your heart. But the one thing that I can say is that we continually set that bar a little higher for ourselves every year on what we what we're able to accomplish on the saves. And with you know, just over a month left in 2010, we've already saved over 45,000 members this year, so I know we're going to set another record on saved memberships. I expect us to get probably pretty close to the 50,000 range this year. One of the things that we've changed recently that I wanted to kind of bring all of you up to speed on is some of the changes that we've made with identity theft. As all of you know, when we took the authorization form out of the membership packets, it kind of created a dramatic drop in our credit report orders, and that made me kind of unhappy because that's our focus, you know, is to make sure that our members get signed up as soon as possible and get their monitoring started and make sure that they're being monitored on their credit report, get that credit file checked and everything. So what we did is we put that form back in the packet just recently. It's probably been about 6 months ago. So that form is back in there. But one of the things that we found is that specifically working with group members is that our new website, theshieldactivate.com, which created, it's a more attractive site and everything else, but the biggest thing it does is allow our members to pull their credit report immediately and view that online and be able to, you know, make changes to it immediately and not have to wait for it to come to the mail and so forth. So the big thing was getting Shield Activate on, you know, getting our members into Shield Activate and being able to pull their credit report immediately was really big to us as a company. And the one thing that I found by doing that is that some of our older group members that were on the old ID fraud service website, it was hard for our salespeople to go into those sites and talk to them about Shield Activate when you had older members that may be there in the room with you that were still on ID fraud services. So what I did is go back to Carl, and I told him, you know, I said, the thing that we have to do is get all of our members moved over to Shield Activate. That should be our goal, you know, and regardless of what it takes to do that, we need to make sure that happens. So we're working on that now, and as of December the 1st, all 700,000-plus members will be moved over to shieldactivate.com, which is really encouraging to me. Now, they're going to be getting an email coming to them, your older members will, tell them that we have moved them to a new site. It'll explain to them they need to go to shieldactivate.com, and it'll explain that it's an improved system. We've made enhancements to the Legal Shield screen, and it'll show them exactly how to get on, and it's a very simple process once they get moved over to that new site. The initial log-on screen will have a sign-up and a login area, which you'll say if you're already a registered user of our site, go here, and it says if it's your first time logging into this site, please enter your membership number, your last name, and the zip code, okay? So they'll put that on there, and it'll take them to a secondary screen. The secondary screen will fill in a lot of the data based on the membership. It's going to put their first and last name. It's going to put their telephone number that's on their file with us. It's going to put their date of birth. It's going to put their email address, their street address, and all the information will be auto-populated. The one thing that they are going to have to enter on that screen is their Social Security number, and they'll have to do that twice on that screen. Once they do that, it's going to pop up an authentication portion of the membership, and that authentication portion is going to ask them pertinent questions that are that only apply to their membership and only apply to their credit report. So it's going to ask you things about your credit history, and you have to answer those correctly to get into the site. Once you get into the site, you can set your new password and also put in your user ID, set in the user ID so that you can get on there from future. And anytime you get an alert from there on, you'll go to shieldactivate.com rather than the old ID fraud service. The one thing that it's going to do is it created, when we released Safeguard, Safeguard was a big product for, you know, for our minors. It's Safeguard for minors for identity theft. And it was confusing to me at that point, too, because our Safeguard for minors was on shieldactivate.com, but if they were an older member, again, you were going to ID Fraud Solutions instead of Shield Activate, which was creating more confusion and everything else and more of a hardship for our members. So basically it's put our older members, our newer members, and all the Safeguard members on the same website. So it's going to be a lot easier for our members to use this site and to be able to get in there and do the things they need to do all in the same location. So I think that's a very, very positive change to our identity theft product. The transition should be very seamless. They'll get it, like I said, they'll get an email letting them know that we have enhanced their site, and it'll tell them to go to the new site for the information. And I think, you know, what we're seeing at this point is that it's been pretty seamless for everybody. Most of the people that we moved over already, we'll have everybody done and complete, like I said, by December the 1st. And at that point, everybody will be using that new site. It should clear up a lot of confusion, specifically for our group sales people. Is there any other questions that I can answer for you tonight, Ken?
Hello.
Hello. Yep.
I wasn't for sure if I was still on or not. I thought I cut myself off. Linda, we really appreciate you being on tonight. You answered so many questions for us. We feel like that our associates need this information occasionally just to keep them updated, to make them feel better about what to do, if that's at all possible. But I know Randy probably got a question too for you, and Jeremy may. But I want to thank you for all the hard work you do.
Oh,
I know how you work.
My pleasure.
So, Randy?
Actually, Mr. Moore, I had two other Millionaire Club members on our More Success team join us tonight. We have Mr. Kyle Kimbrell from New Mexico and Mr. Jeff Hughes from Virginia. And, gentlemen, do you have any questions for Ms. Brown tonight before we go further in the call?
Yeah, hi, Randy. Thank you. This is Kyle Kimbrell. Linda, I have a question. On that, I've had some of my existing members get that email. It actually just came in today. The first challenge they had was they were trying to find their membership number. Does that email have their membership number? Is their identity theft membership number in the email that's being sent? And then second part of that question would be, if it doesn't, can they enter their social or PPL membership number? Or does it have to be the ID theft membership number when they're trying to reset that up?
Okay, it should be at the very end of the email. It'll say use this link to remove yourself, and it's got their membership number at the end of it down there. It's actually in the email itself, the membership number. And if they can't find their membership number, they don't have it available to them, tell them just to give us a call in customer care and let us help them with that.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I know they were looking for that. And they forwarded one to me, and I didn't see it. So, but
yeah,
I'll have them.
Just ask them to give us a call.
Do they have to use the identity theft membership number for that, or can they use the legal plan?
They have to use the identity theft membership for it.
Okay.
Okay, but if they can't locate it or they don't know where it's at, tell them to give us a call. We'll be glad to send them out new member cards, too, so they'll have those available to them.
Okay.
Okay?
And then on members that I know I was talking to one of your staff members the other day about that have they are personally being monitored, but their spouse isn't set up. And I know, as being as a big group person, and we don't really push the forms as much as we did in the past. But when I was having people enroll in the enrollment process, sign up using the paper application, a lot of times, when that first came out, first of all, we didn't have the spouse info, and then they just didn't know their spouse is social. Is there a way to track members that don't have their spouse set up yet with the identity theft, because it's such a great retention tool? You know what I mean? Just the primary member?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's not a way on the website, and unfortunately, you know, I've actually tried to get that accomplished before, where the associates can see which one of their members have and haven't done started their monitoring or ordered their credit report. And thus far, I've been turned down on that as it being a security issue with a privacy issue. Our attorneys won't let me give you that information, but we'll be happy every time we speak to your member. We always discuss that with them. If we see that they haven't ordered their credit report or the spouse hasn't, we're pushing that issue and trying to get that taken care of. They can log on to Shield Activate at any time and order their credit report if they haven't done it, just with their membership number. Okay? The spouse can also. They don't have to complete the form or anything like that, and they can log on to Shield Activate at any time and pull their credit report. Does that make sense to you?
If they haven't done it already.
Right. Once we get them moved over to Shield Activate by December the 1st, at any time they can do that. And we do plan to continue to send emails to the member and the spouse reminding them to go do this if they haven't. But like I said, any time we speak to them in customer care, we are encouraging them to do it, trying to convince them that it's the best, you know, they need to get out there and do it. But the one thing that you need to remember, and everybody needs to remember, the monitoring portion of the identity theft membership is important. I'm not going to tell you it's not. It's important. But the key to the success of our identity theft product is the restoration services. We have a restoration service that's second to none. There is not another product out there that works as hard and does as much as our identity theft product does. Okay? The restoration portion of our membership, whether they're being monitored or not, whether they've ordered their credit report or not, if something happens in that membership and they're active, Kroll is going to jump in and take control of that situation and restore their, you know, go back and work to restore their credit report or credit file back to where it was prior to the breach or the fraud issue. So they, even though they haven't started their monitoring or they haven't gone out and ordered that credit report, the most important aspect of that membership, it's still available to them whether they've done it or not. It's still there and available and is the most important single aspect of our identity product, the restoration. So, I mean, even if they haven't been monitored, it doesn't change anything. I mean, you know, it's like I said, I'm not going to tell you it's not important because it is important that they get monitored, that they order their credit report, check it, and they start their monitoring. But that's not the icing on the cake, if you will, of that product at all. It's simply restoration.
I absolutely agree, you know, and that sets us apart, and I think that's how most professional associates market that. I think the monitoring is the best retention tool for members because it stays in front of them monthly.
Yes, I agree.
So, you know, I know the restoration is the best, but that's why I just am kind of, I like to see my members getting the monitoring information and, of course, their spouses just because that's, because it's like delivering value to their computer screen every single month.
I agree.
So,
we're going to start on a monthly basis trying to remind those people that haven't done it to go out and start their monitoring, you know, encourage them to do it and push that Shield Activate membership or that Shield Activate website, you know, in front of them constantly to see if we can get that taken care of for you.
Okay, well, awesome. Well, hey, I wanted to just to say I know I missed you when you were in Albuquerque and I was teaching in the Chicago APT myself, but I just dozens of my teams just said that they love you being out here and got so much from you sharing the Albuquerque Advanced Product Training. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to do that and give up your weekend.
No problem. My pleasure.
That, so.
I thoroughly enjoy being out among our salespeople and being able to work with them.
Yeah, awesome. We appreciate it.
Okay. You guys, if there's anything else I can answer, just let me know. Otherwise, I'm gonna let you guys go and wish you best of success and a great Thanksgiving.
Mr. Hughes, did you have anything else for Ms. Brown before she goes?
Linda, just I want to thank you guys in customer care. You know, I've had Legal Shield the Identity Theft Shield since it came out, and then they came out with the, you know, Safeguard for Minors, and I didn't fill out any paperwork at the time, kind of forgot how it worked, and I just called up and just said, you know, here's what I think I need to have done. Would you help me? And they just stayed with me on the phone. We got everything taken care of. You guys have really got great bedside manner when it comes to customer service. So
thank you very much. I appreciate knowing that.
Yeah, they were just terrific. And I thought, man, if I, you know, my members were treated the way I was treated today, I'm a very happy rep.
Well, I assure you they are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brown.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, I thought you had a... I believe Mr. Kyle was going to say a few words. Looked like he got Jeff Hughes on. He'd probably say a few words. But listen, was this not great? We need this kind of information for our people out in the field. It helps them better understand. It helps me to better understand. So I'm always thankful when we can get someone like Linda on the call. I think is a great training for the team. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. And it's very important for our team to have people in place where we can get people from corporate offices anytime that we request it, where they can, you know, we can hear. You know, the more success team can hear straight from the field, and they can hear straight from the field back from us. So I think that was very, very good. So do we want to go back to Mr. Kimbrell then?
Let's go back to Kyle.
All right. Kyle?
All right. Thank you. I always appreciate the relationship that the Moore family has with the corporate office. Of course, I'm very familiar with that, being fortunate to start my career there in Ada and being able to walk in and meet a lot of people by just the association of this family. And so, but, you know, when I was listening to Linda Brown, it just reminded me of, because we're in the direct sales business and the network marketing business and just how, what a, again, just how professional service that we represent. And as I come upon, you know, December 1st, I think that's my 17-year full-time anniversary. I don't know, they're adding up now. I can't, almost losing track. It just, you hear the quality, you know, 700,000 members and all the things that they're doing behind the scenes, and just realize, you know, this is such an incredible service. I just, to be honest, I'm amazed that more people still don't have our membership. And it goes back, well, it's great because it's just, it increases the opportunity for all of us because of that, so many people need it, and that's why we need salespeople. But I'll just make a quick point before we go to Mr. Hughes. I just want to reiterate Players Club. I mean, we are back into Players Club 5. I don't even want to use that lingo, the verbiage of Players Club 5 or 10. I'm kind of used to it because of the last 10 years. But the greatest single incentive program, in my opinion, in 17 years of full-time of prepaid legal has been the Players Club that we launched and was introduced to us in July of 2001 at the Riviera Hotel and began August of 2001. And I think that program with the car bonus and the incentives of the opportunity for trips and the fact that it's designed for part-time people, part-time success, rewarding them with persistent and consistent behavior. I just want to encourage everyone on the phone, and probably not even on the phone, because if you're on this phone right now, you're probably a core person because you're plugging in to conference calls or multiple conference calls, but to remind your team and continue to drive people into that Players Club and take inventory over these next few days, you know, and especially with new associates. I mean, we want to remind the managers and directors that are on our teams about Players Club and say where you're at, and take accountability and look at the numbers and really encourage them. But the new people, if you could start them on that pattern, that is a great habit. Because what people do in the beginning, one thing I've learned, and I made a lot of mistakes in this business and tried to reformat my mind and on a lot of different things over the years, but what you do initially is what you will continue to do. I'll just repeat it. What you do in the beginning is what your team and associates will do. What the model behavior they see, they will continue to do. And if you can get people focused on Players Club in the beginning, it'll make it so much easier for your team. And, I mean, you only need about three lines with 15 people qualifying for Players Club. And you could be an executive director with the new program. And I'm talking really with January numbers. And what if it took you, you know, 12, 14 months to get to that point? Just driving people, adding a player club, a consistent player club member to your team, one a month. You know, 14, 15 months, you could have 15 player club qualifying people just focused on 5. And you could be an executive director on a part-time basis with part-time people qualifying for Players Club. It is that significant. With that, I want to turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore, so we could hear from the founder of the incredible Hughes Brothers organization, Mr. Jeff Hughes.
Mr. Hughes, are you on?
I am.
Would you like to add anything to the call tonight?
Well, no, yeah, I do. I don't have anything dramatic to add because, you know, this is an amazing company. You know, when you look, and I don't know. I have a lot on my mind tonight, but I'll just and give you some things that I've been thinking of. You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, Randy, he said, is this a network marketing company? And I looked at him straight in the face and I said, no, it's not. And I said that in all honesty because the way I figured this is not a network marketing company because every other network marketing company I've looked at other than Prime America is a front-loaded, garage-qualified, you know, buy a lot and let it rot, a lot of money to get in, can't stay in, you know, bad reputation over long term. And I just don't, you know, prepaid legal is not part of the direct selling, some part of the direct selling industry as far as that association. And so he said, well, what is it if it's not network marketing? And I said, if you look at how prepaid legal compensates our sales force, it is a lot closer to Prudential or State Farm or any of those insurance companies that we all know about
than it is to Amway or one of those companies that we've heard about. Okay, so how do we get paid? We get paid in advance commissions. That's the way insurance companies pay their sales force. They advance them commissions. We also get paid broker overrides. So if you're a broker with an insurance company, you can make commission overrides off your sales associates or your sales agents. Prepaid Legal does the same thing. We get paid residual income. Insurance companies, you know, nobody gets into insurance for advanced commissions and overrides. Most people that get into insurance get into it to build a book of business so they can have residual income at some point in their career. Prepaid Legal pays advance or pays residual income. Insurance companies give bonuses and trips. Prepaid Legal gives bonuses and trips. So, you know, how do we compensate our sales force? Very much like these big household name companies that we all grew up with, hearing Piece of the Rock or whatever. So if you look and say, well, we're a lot like them, but what's the downside or the negative side of the compensation plan the insurance companies have? Underwriting, you know, where you've got to write a life insurance policy and then have a health test done on your customer and find out they've got high blood pressure, and now they're not going to write them a life insurance policy. So getting through underwriting, that's a pain. You've done all the work, but now you don't get paid. Prepaid Legal, there's no underwriting. You fill out that application, you send it in, their check clears, they're gonna make them a member of Prepaid Legal, and you're gonna get your commission that night. The other thing is, if you want to become a broker in an insurance company, meaning you want to build a sales team and override their production, you have to be appointed. Primarily, you have to wait for somebody to die in your marketplace so that you can become a broker. They're not going to let you compete with their established brokers. But it's difficult and it's expensive. You've got to open an office. You've got to hire a secretary, put in a phone system, computer systems. So becoming a broker for most agents is really not a possibility. They're going to be agents for most of their career in the insurance industry. Prepaid Legal has eliminated that problem. Our agents are encouraged to become brokers almost from the moment that they become associates in the business. You know, if you change the word associate to agent, you're basically talking the same thing. Let's say you recruited me into Prepaid Legal, the training that we have, you would immediately say, well, Jeff, to get qualified, to get your first check, here's what we need to do. We need to go out and recruit one associate and sell three memberships. Well, by helping me recruit an associate, you're truly helping me to become a broker. So now I'm a broker, meaning I'm overriding the production of a sales team. I only have one person on my team, but I'm overriding the production of that associate. I go out and continue to add new associates, new teams. I'm continuing to override their production. That is a huge plus for Prepaid Legal. It's a big negative in the insurance industry because you're really limited on only what you can produce as an agent. So by having a broker, you know, being in the broker position, an override position, you greatly multiply your income. So Prepaid Legal doesn't make you or hold you back for becoming in that position, waiting to appoint you when we feel like you're ready. You decide when you're ready to be a broker. You decide when you're ready to start receiving overrides, and you can go and do that. So, the gentleman asked me again, so what is Prepaid Legal? I mean, what kind of a business model is it? I said Prepaid Legal took the best of the insurance industry's compensation plan and rolled it into what we did. And then they looked at the network marketing industry, and they found a few things over there that they liked. And so they added those to what Prepaid Legal does. And then what did they create? They created something wholly new and different. There's no other company that acts like, operates, pays, has the financial stability and the opportunity that Prepaid Legal Services has. Nobody else does what we do in the way that we do it. So when we talk about what is the opportunity with Prepaid Legal, you get to get the very best of two of the most dynamic industries, the stability and the longevity of the insurance industry and with the dynamic possibilities of the network marketing industry, but with none of the negatives. You know, we don't have the negatives in the network marketing industry. And not really running with that crowd, we don't have the negative association that industry has. So I feel very confident that I'm in the right place at the right time with the right company, and I know that you that are here on the call tonight on the More Success team are also in the right place tonight. You know, we have a brand-new associate. She just joined the business today. She's out in California. Talked to her a little bit this afternoon, and she's had some dramatic life changes that have happened to her in the last few weeks. And her first ray of hope has been her Prepaid Legal membership, calling the attorneys and having them call her back right away. It made this seem real to her. The membership is real. This thing is really true, and she's used attorneys a lot in her career, and it spent thousands and thousands of dollars. So she's like, oh, my gosh, where was this the whole time I was running my businesses. Immediately began telling her business associates, have you ever heard of this company? Guess what they've already done for me? She's already sold 2 memberships today. She's already recruited her first associate. This is her first conference call tonight. That is so exciting to take somebody brand new, doesn't know a thing about prepaid legal, get them plugged in the system and see them immediately go to work and get paid and promoted. I'm excited for the person that recruited them because they're in position now to get a commission for selling them a membership. So this new associate, she bought a membership. Now she's going to go out and get Fast Start qualified, which she's going to recruit one person and sell 3 memberships. So he's going to get an additional $69 on those 3 sales times 3. Then he's going to get a $100 training bonus when she qualifies. If you just look just at the commission that he would earn as a manager in prepaid legal, just working with his one associate, almost $500, $479 just by recruiting her, selling her membership, and helping her to get Fast Start qualified with his overrides and his bonuses. $500 a month is why I got into prepaid legal. That's what I was looking for, you know. So if her sponsor simply does 2 times this month, he's done one already, do another one. Go out and sponsor another associate, sell them a membership, help them to get qualified. He's going to make $1,000 simply working with 2 people this month. I think all of us, as we look at our schedules during the day, during the week, and during the month, realize we have time to personally sponsor a couple people and sell some memberships. We can do that month in and month out. And I'll point out what Mr. Kimbrell talked about, Players Club. I'm all about Players Club, and Players Club is easy to get into. Because if you recruit me, sell me a membership, help me to get Fast Start qualified, you've already Players Club qualified because you get a point for selling me, a point for recruiting me, 2 points for helping me to Fast Start qualified. 1, 2, 3, 4, get 1 more sale in a month, now you're in Players Club. And that's easy for us to do. Recruit one person, sell an extra membership. And I must give you guys a little math problem, a compensation challenge for you guys to run the numbers on something. We did this at Fast Start on Saturday and it was really fun. Everybody was blown away when they saw what this added up to. I want you guys to just run the numbers at your commission level if you were to recruit a Fast Start associate, sell them a combo plan, sell 2 additional combo plans this month, okay, so you've sold 3 memberships, recruited one person, and then help the person that you recruit get Fast Start qualified. Basically what we do to get Fast Start qualified personally, but with the addition of helping helping the person that we recruit get Fast Start qualified. Run the numbers forward, so you take your commission, which is 172 if you're a manager, plus 69, plus 69, plus 69, so that's your commissions. Then you would get a $100 training bonus, right? So you run those numbers forward. I think what you'll find out at the end of the year, just from your personal activity, that's a substantial amount of money, not including overrides and bonuses that will come up from all the teams that are created throughout the year. So if you look at where we're at, you know, prepaid legal is definitely, you know, Kyle, same question I ask all the time. Why doesn't everybody already have this membership? It is so awesome. It's so powerful. It works so well. Why the heck isn't people lining up to buy this? The reason why is they don't know. Our job description would be to tell them, and with the comp plan that prepaid legal has in place, they're going to reward us handsomely for telling the story. As we go and build a team, an army of people to go out and tell the story, we will benefit because we are in a broker override position on those people that we bring into our business. There is no downside of prepaid legal. You know, that gentleman asked me, this sounds too good to be true. My response to him, sir, is if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, unless it's prepaid legal. And I said, as good as this sounds, it's better than that. You don't even know the good parts of prepaid legal. And the downside is always the new associate. That's the dark side of prepaid legal because they don't know what they're doing. They've never done this before. They say all the right things to the wrong people, the wrong things to the right people. They're screwing it up. But if they'll just stick with it for a year, just work on themselves for a year in a proven system of success. The law firms work, the membership works, customer care works, everything works except them. And we work with them. We teach them. We put them in Fast Start class. We mentor them. We get them on leadership calls like this. We work with them for a year, and what we find out is after that first year, they really get pretty good at prepaid legal. And as they get good, their business gets good. Their second year, they're really better at prepaid legal. I mean, they've gotten better, and because they're better, their business gets better. And by their third year, they're great. They're really, truly great at prepaid legal. They're great leaders. They're great marketers. They understand the ins and outs of the company. And because they're great at prepaid legal, their business becomes great. A lot of people want to get in prepaid legal and see greatness their very first week or month. You know, they want to go out and do a little work and have huge results. That's not the way that this universe is set up. It's not the way Prepaid Legal is set up. It's a business that requires time and effort, persistency. You've got to get in this thing and stay in this thing and figure out what you're doing wrong so that you can start doing things right. And in my experience, it takes a year to figure out what you're doing wrong and two more years to really figure out what to do right. By the end of your third year, you'll really have a good, solid business that's kicking off a substantial income for you. And by 5 years after starting your business with Prepaid Legal, you'll truly own an asset, something that you can pass down through your family. It will build a book of business for you that will pay those residual incomes that you're looking for. And we get to do all that for $149. So I've never been more excited, Mr. Moore, than I am in today in my business. This is a great, great time to be in Prepaid Legal. So I kick the call back over to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hughes. And for somebody that didn't have much to say, you said a whole lot. And I'm just so thankful that we did record this so we can have it up on our moresuccessteam.com website. I want to encourage everyone that's on the call that if you had some people that weren't on that couldn't hear from Mr. Kimbrell, Mr. Hughes, and, of course, Ms. Brown, to make sure that they go back and listen to this call because I think there's great information to be shared with everyone. So with that, guys, I thank you very much for joining us on tonight's call, and I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
Randy, what a great call. Linda, I thought, did an outstanding job, and we'd like for our associates to be educated both in the prepaid office side as well as in the sales side. And always, Kyle Kimbrell always does a superb job. He knows what he's talking about. He's out there. And as far as Jeff Hughes is concerned, well, he's just not only a great guy, he's a great marketer. He knows what he's talking about. He knows how to put a business together. He knows it takes time and work to make anything work. But he's not only willing, he's already put that time in. He's reaping the harvest from it now. So I appreciate each and every one of them, Randy. And I'd like to say to people a happy Thanksgiving. Remember God this Thanksgiving, how happy we should be that he's provided for us. Remember, keep God first, family second, prepaid third. God bless you all, and happy Thanksgiving.
Good night, everyone.